We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Allies and supporters, and it means a lot that today we may be one step closer to seeing driver's license, equal access to driver licenses, restored for immigrant families in New York. A step towards justice, a step towards equality, a step towards fairness, and a step towards safety for all families and everyone who drives on the road.
That's right.
All right. Our first speaker today is Reverend Nancy Rosas from Pilgrim St. Luke's Church, one of our community churches that was an early signer on in support of the Green Light campaign.
Good afternoon. Any day when families feel safer, where they don't have to fear being separated, for being a stop, for not having a license to take their kids to school, to take their kids to work, for taking their kids to church, to the park, is a good day. Immigrant rights are human rights. Our sacred scriptures tell us that when a foreigner resides among us, we should treat them as we would like to be treated. We should love them as we love ourselves. Human rights belong to everybody. It is time for this day to bring families together with the same treatment, because every immigrant deserves the right to move and live without fear. Every family deserves to live without the fear to being separated. So we are here to celebrate with the immigrant community. We are here to celebrate equality, and we are here to say that we stand with all immigrants, and we start for safer cities, and we start for a united community here in Buffalo and everywhere in your state.
All right. Together.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Together. 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 Together.
My name's Jennifer Connor. I'm a co-founder of Justice for Migrant Families Western New York, based here in Buffalo, New York. We do direct support, advocacy, and organizing for immigrant families that are in difficulty. And as such, we see the firsthand harm every day that families experience when they don't have access to their basic necessity of movement, to the basic necessity of a driver license. Today, we're expecting the vote in assembly to pass, and we're overjoyed. We've seen support in every sector across the state. New York Insurance Association, the New York Vegetable Growers, the Smart Growth Business Alliance, from every sector. And we've heard demand and necessity from immigrant communities that are hurting. I see it in immigrant children who live in fear that when they go out with their parents in a car to get to school or to the doctor, something might happen and they may be separated from their parents, or they may lose one parent simply because of the lack of a driver license. And it's not right. But today I'm proud to be in Buffalo, where Assembly Member Crystal Peoples Stokes has been an outspoken advocate of this bill. Rather than creating lines, she is seeing how this is a broad issue that cuts across lines, that increases road safety for all people, that increases the well-being and security of our community here in Buffalo and in the region, not just our urban region, but our farming region, where this issue is very important. And I am so, I'll say disappointed, but it's not really strong enough. And the assembly members, and my assembly member, Sean Ryan, who has been silent is too nice a word on this issue.
Absolutely.
He voted no last week on this issue, and yet he and yet he represents one of the most immigrant-dense districts in Buffalo. He's not representing his district. But we're celebrating today because we know that common sense and fairness and equality will prevail, and that this is a common sense piece of legislation that benefits all families, and in particular immigrant families, and we're so excited to see it most likely pass in assembly today and Senate. We call on you, take the next step.
Together,
immigrant families belong.
Together,
immigrant families belong.
Together,
Buffalo community stands.
Together,
Buffalo community stands.
Together,
green light New York driving.
Together,
green light New York driving.
Together.
Okay, next up we have Mona Abdullah from New York Immigration Coalition.
Hi, my name is Mona Abdullah. I'm the manager for community engagement of Western New York for New York Immigration Coalition. We constantly advocate for immigrants, all kind of immigrants, whether they're refugees, undocumented, or asylum seekers. They're all equal and they're all protected under the United States Constitution.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right. Yeah. Together.
Okay, next up will be Rachel Fix Dominguez, the co-chair of the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization and parents of a Buffalo Public School student.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi. Hi, everyone. My name is Rachel Fix Dominguez, and I am one of the...
Come slightly closer. Thank you. That's
perfect. I'm one of the co-chairs of the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization. We represent caregivers of Buffalo Public School students. And I'm here today to celebrate with everyone and to congratulate all of our community members who have worked so tirelessly to advocate for Greenlight New York. I'm really proud to be here and to know that everyone here is a friend to undocumented people in our community. As the parent of a 10-year-old child, my job for the past decade has been to teach my child right from wrong. Sometimes that equation is difficult to solve, and it can be challenging to decide if something is moral and just or not. But when it comes to this issue of whether or not we should make our roads safer by licensing and insuring drivers, regardless of their citizenship status, the equation is not difficult for me, not at all. This is not a complicated ethical dilemma to present to my 10-year-old. What surprises me is how challenging this equation has been for local lawmakers to solve. My 10-year-old is getting a better math grade than them right now. I'm dismayed and disappointed that my elected officials seem to be prioritizing their own electability over the safety and security of the collective. It isn't right. I expect local leaders to do the right thing, the moral thing, the just thing all the time, not only when it is politically expedient. All right. I teach my child this lesson all the time. How do I explain the hypocrisy of a politician who will only do the right thing when it's also in his own interest? How do I explain that we're being represented by someone who is thinking about his next move, so he's not doing what we all want right now? What is the lesson on morality that we're teaching our kids in that moment? As parent leaders, we spend so much time working to ensure our children and youth are safe while being transported to and from school. We work on traffic calming measures at the school and city level. We work on transportation issues for the Yellow Bus Company. We work on public transportation concerns for our high schoolers. We do this because our children and youth are everything to us as parents. And Greenlight New York is a way to extend these safety measures to make sure that our students are as safe as possible when they're on the roads. The equation is not complicated. We know that this is the right thing to do. We're grateful for the assembly lawmakers who voted to pass Greenlight New York, and we're taking notes on those who didn't. Thank you and congratulations to all once again.
All right. We are standing in front of Lafayette High School today because, like I said, we're in one of the most immigrant-dense neighborhoods. I live in this neighborhood. It's a great neighborhood. And this school is one of the most diverse schools in our district. And we want to celebrate that and say to our elected officials too, you don't get to pick which families you support.
All right.
You don't get to pick which children you support.
That's right.
You don't get to pick which immigrants you support. You have to represent all of the well-being of all the families, children, and immigrants in our state. I do want to see if anyone from one person from the community would like the chance to speak before we close out today. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Am I in the right place for you guys?
Yeah.
All right. My name is Drew Ludwig, and I am a resident in this neighborhood. And my representative voted against this bill that we're celebrating today. And as Jennifer mentioned, this neighborhood is a wonderful neighborhood. It's a growing neighborhood. It's a great neighborhood to live, in large part due to the number of immigrants that live in this neighborhood. And by denying access, or by attempting to deny access to driver's license to those folks, my representative tried to make my neighborhood less safe. If I should happen to get into a car accident, I want to get into a car accident with an insured driver, right? And to have insured drivers on the streets, those drivers have to have access to driver's licenses. And the immigrants that live in our neighborhood and in our community need to be able to drive, to go to school, to go to work, to participate in our community, for doctor's appointments, for life. Unfortunately, in this world, for life, we need to have access to cars. And again, my representative made that access less safe, less insured, and today we're celebrating that that's not going to be the case, that everyone is going to have access to driver's license, insurance, to participation in our community, which is what has made this community great, which will continue to make it greater.
Drew,
thank
you. Can you spell your name for us?
Yes, Ludwig, L-U-D-W-I-G. Drew Ludwig.
Yeah.
Together.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.